December 6, the Kingdom of Glory. Why not now? For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31:34. Jesus said, This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Matthew 24:14. His kingdom will not come until the good tidings of his grace have been carried to all the earth. Hence, as we give ourselves to God and win other souls to him, we hasten the coming of his kingdom. Only those who devote themselves to his service pray in sincerity, Thy kingdom come. The petition, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, is a prayer that the reign of evil on this earth may be ended, that sin may be forever destroyed and the kingdom of righteousness be established. Then in earth as in heaven will be fulfilled all the good pleasure of his goodness. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Christ will not be satisfied until the victory is complete, and he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Isaiah 53:11. All the nations of the earth shall hear the gospel of his grace. Not all will receive his grace, but a seed shall serve him. It shall be counted to the Lord for a generation. Psalm 22:30. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, and the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Daniel 7:27, Isaiah 11:9, and 59:19. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto the Zion, Thy God reigneth. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places, for the Lord hath comforted his people. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Isaiah 52:7-10.